Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub. Professor Shoub being the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you, Professor Shoub.
Good afternoon, Simon.
So this afternoon, Prof, we're sticking with the vaccines, and this time we're chatting Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer.
That's right. Before we get to it, I just want to actually just clear up something, and that is, you know, we spoke about AstraZeneca. There's been a lot in the news because now just about every country in Europe except the United Kingdom, I don't know if that's Europe though, has now suspended AstraZeneca. I wanted to put it in context.
Yeah.
You know, just about, I think more than 17 million doses of this vaccine have been given in Europe and the United Kingdom. And also quite a lot in the United States, well, not so much United States, but other countries as well, but certainly in the EU and the United Kingdom. Of that 17 million doses, there have been a total of 15 cases of deep vein thrombosis, 22 cases of pulmonary embolism, so 37 cases of this clotting. You know, that's actually less than what we'd expect over that period of time for that million number of people, from that, you know, 17 million people. It's less than what you'd really expect if there wasn't any vaccine, just normally the kind of background. And in fact, the two trials that, and they've been, there's trials that are what, 40,000 each. There were actually less clotting events in those who had the vaccine than those who got the placebo. So I just put that in context. Obviously, it is a concern. It has to be investigated. But I think the likelihood is just so slim that it's going to be associated with the vaccine. This is a good vaccine. It's a pity it's being suspended because certainly the risk of COVID is considerably more. So just let's put that to rest. We don't use it for the reason I mentioned yesterday, because it's just not effective against the variant which is dominant in this country, which the Johnson & Johnson has been proven to be effective. Because fortunately, they did the trial in South Africa when the variant was circulating. And they could demonstrate that for mild and moderate disease, it prevented about 60%, but more importantly, it was effective 85% in preventing severe disease with the variant that circulated in the country. So that's very important. So it's been shown, proven to work against the variant. And that's why we are so kind of, you know, enthusiastic about Johnson & Johnson for our vaccine rollout. However, we wanted to talk about Pfizer as well. Now, Pfizer hasn't been in trials in South Africa because, you know, South Africa is the only country in the world, as far as you know, where this particular variant is dominant. And they didn't do a Pfizer trial, although a very, very small one, insignificant one. So really, they didn't do a trial in South Africa with a Pfizer. So the reality is we don't really know, does Pfizer work against the variant in a clinical sense. However, there are at least six reasons why we are very confident that the Pfizer will be very effective. The obvious one is that it's been extremely effective against other strains, and therefore it's likely to be effective against ours as well. You know, the clinical efficacy of 95%, that's extraordinarily good. That's just about like measles vaccine, which is our kind of, you know, our kind of king of the vaccines. But also there are other signs in the laboratories. When we looked at people that have been vaccinated with Pfizer, their sera, their antibodies, there's a relatively low level of where they don't work against our variant. Much, much lower level than, for example, AstraZeneca. So that gives us confidence. Also, the amount of antibodies produced is extraordinarily high. It's such a very powerful vaccine. So that gives a lot of confidence. We look at the Israeli data where they've been only using, well, Pfizer and a bit of Moderna, but it's a very similar vaccine. They're getting, say, like 87 to 94% efficacy against all clinical disease. And there they do have a variant, the United Kingdom variant, not the same as ours, but still. So that gives us confidence. And then also the Pfizer and Moderna, they're actually at the moment even busy tweaking the vaccine, which they will probably give to us as a booster. So if we do have Pfizer as a first dose, if we get the booster, which have the kind of adjusted to our variant, that'll be another one. So these are all the reasons number of reasons why we are very confident that the Pfizer will work very effectively against the variant which is dominant in our country.
Prof, you took me to exactly 4:30, which is absolutely perfect. I've got to tell you, I find that absolutely fascinating. I just don't actually care. I just want one of them. Any three will do. It's just bring
you're
it on.
You're absolutely
bring
right.
it on. Just
whatever
bring it on.
Comes, that's the one you've got to take.
That's where I'm standing on this issue. Prof, thank
that's
you and
yeah.
Look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Okay, son. All the best.